So let's review. The Gemara relates, Rav Sheshes have a yasid betanisa kol mali yemi de pescha. Rav Sheshes fasted all day on Erev Pesach. The Gemara first assumes that he must have held that the isra to eat is during the time that the Korban Pesach can be brought, out of a concern that he will get so caught up in his food that he will neglect the Korban Pesach. And he must hold that the Korban Pesach can be brought all day, even in the morning of Erev Pesach. However, the Gemara concludes that actually Rav Sheshes holds the isra to eat on Erev Pesach begins 9 hours into the day, so that one has appetite for the matzah. But Rav Sheshes wasn't istinous. He had a very sensitive stomach. Itam b'tzafra midi l'urta l'hav mahani le'michla. If he ate anything in the morning, he would not be able to eat that evening. In the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, we learned, v'fil anisha b'yisrael lo yichal ad she'yesed. Even the poorest person must eat in the reclining position at the Seder. The Gemara discusses three issues relating to Haseba. First, the Gemara discusses which parts of the Seder requiring leaning. Matzah tzarech haseba. We must lean while eating the matzah. Maror ain't tzarech haseba. We do not need to lean while eating the maror. Yayin, the 4 cups of wine. Itmar meshmei de Rav Nachman tzarech haseba. V'itmar meshmei de Rav Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. Rav Nachman said that 2 cups of wine need haseba, and the other 2 cups do not need haseba. There are conflicting opinions whether Rav Nachman held the first to need haseba, because that is the part of the Seder where we talk about the actual exodus from Mitzrayim, or the last to require haseba, because that is after we were already free. Hashtu d'itmar hachi, v'itmar hachi, id v'id b'ay haseba. Since there is reason to argue that the first to require haseba, and reason to argue that the last to require haseba, we must do haseba for all 4 cups. Second, the Gemara discusses how to properly position oneself for haseba. Prakten loishme haseba, leaning on the back, is not considered haseba. Hasebis yamin loishme haseba, leaning on the right side is not considered haseba. Plus, shemiyaktim kan levashet, it can also be a choking hazard. Third, the Gemara discusses who is required to do haseba. Isha itzel bailo loy bohe haseba. A woman eating with her husband is not required to lean. The Rashbam quotes the Shiltis, lav derchaya denoshi lemezga. It was not customary for women to lean while eating. However, vim isha chashuvahi tzrich haseba, a prominent woman is required to lean. Ben Eitzel Aviv, Boya Seba, a son sitting by his father has to lean. Talmud Eitzel Rabbi Mai, what is the halacha of a student by his Rebbe? The Gemara relates that the Talmidim of Rabbah would lean on each other's knees when sitting by Rabbah. However, Rabbi Yosef, who later became the Rosh Hashiva, told them that they are exempt because Meir Rabbah Kemar Shemaim, the fear of their Rebbe should be like the fear of heaven. However, Shul Yudinagri, an apprentice by his master, does lean. Shamish Mai, what is halacha of a waiter? The Gemara cites a brisa. Hashamash ochel kezayis matzah kreshu meisiv yatzah. The waiter must eat a kezayis matzah while leaning to fulfill his obligation of the mitzvah. The Gemara next discusses several halachas of arba kaises, the 4 cups of wine. The Amar b'shu ben Levi. Noshim chayeves b'arba kaises halalu sha'af hein hoyu bo'is ha'nes. Women are obligated in dalet kaises because they were also involved in the miracle of Yitzis Mitzrayim. There is a well-known machlokes in the interpretation of this statement. Rashi and the Rashbam say that the miracle occurred through the actions of women. The Jewish people were redeemed in the merit of the righteous women among them. Taisa says that women were also the beneficiaries of the miracle since they were also redeemed from Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Arba kais halalu tzarech sheyeh behen kedei mezigas kais yafa. The 4 cups of wine must be diluted properly, as for all kosher bracha. The Gemara explains that each of the 4 cups has to have a quarter of a revius of pure wine, which when diluted with water in the ratio of 3 to 1, as was customary in those days, will make a revius of diluted drinkable wine. Shason chai yatza. Amarava, yidei yayin yatza, yidei cheris lo yatza. If one drank them undiluted, he fulfilled the mitzvah dal kaisis, but not in the preferred way of feeling freedom. Shesoin bevas achas, Rav Amar yidei yayin yatza, yidei arba kaisis lo yatza. If one drank all 4 cups together, not spread out over the Seder, he fulfills the mitzvah of drinking wine for Simchas Yomtiv, but not the mitzvah of dalet kaisis. Hishkemehen levanov ulevnei vesa yatza. As long as the Baal HaBayis drinks the majority of the cup, he can share the rest with his family members. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tzarech sheyeh bo tam umara yayin. It must taste like wine and look like wine, based on the pasuk Altera Yayin Ki Yisadam, which refers to wine as red in color. The Gemara continues. Tanan Rabbanan. Hakol chayavin barba kreis halal. Echad anashim, echad nashim, echad tinaikis. The Talmud Gemara says that everybody, men, women, and children, are obligated to drink the four cups of wine. The Yehuda disagrees, because b'chimatei elas yesh l'tinaikis b'yayin. What do children gain from drinking wine? El machalkalan kloyes v'agazin be'erv Pesach k'deish l'ishnu b'shalu. Instead, we give to them nuts or other snacks, so they don't fall asleep and ask questions at the Seder. Rabbi Eliezer said that chaytfin matzahs b'leil b'sachem. We would snatch matzahs from each other on the night of Pesach to keep the kids awake and asking questions. Rabbi Kiva only left the base medrash early on 2 days of the year. Erev Pesach, so the fathers can put their children in for naps to enable them to stay up for the Seder, and Erev Yom Kippurim, so that they can feed their children.